Okay. Here we go.
Quick gun show.
Every time, Rob.
Three, okay. Two, one.
Contact.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, J.D. Church, John DeLuna, XV, and Rob Springer.
And you are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. I am not Brian Kilby. I am J.D., filling in for Brian today, who is on vacation. With me, we have an awesome cast. We've got Peter, a.k.a. Bweebum. I love that. Anyway, Rob, Amy, John, and XV, welcome.
That's good to be here.
Hello, hello.
Yes. So, this is it. This is Radio Free Cybertron. We've been here, like, on and off for 10 years. You know, not that anybody's counting. Today on the show, we got all kinds of stuff. We have like an hour ago. So
is none of us really know what's going on tonight's show.
No. So, what's happening?
So most of this is filler, but we'll just go.
Is it always going to be like this?
Is this life? Is this
pretty death? Much. That is, yes. So yeah. All right. So first up, let's see, Masterpiece Rodimus. We've got a few pieces of news out of him this week. First up, pictures, which we sort of had, and I think we actually had better pictures before, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, these are officially released by Takara.
Man, those official ones are always the best, aren't they?
And that's what's perplexing to me, is like, these are supposed to be the pictures that are displaying the figure, and yet the other images that we have, I think, make me want the figure more.
Yeah, the
really
pictures...
Long face, though?
What?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The pictures from that toy show where it was revealed finally in color were definitely the best ones we've gotten of Rodimus so far.
Yeah. I think so.
Well, what you guys don't understand is, I mean, oh, Jesus Christ. What? I keep seeing that dang Fantastic. Clown.
I changed it.
I don't know how many times people have said that today.
Shenanigans going on, so.
All right.
So, I don't think official images are supposed to make you buy toys, right? That's not the point. Well, turn you away from it. So right. If you see it and you're still like, oh, I still want this toy, then you win.
Oh, okay. is he a little horse-faced? I don't know.
Horse-faced?
Face on that
figure. Yeah, Rodimus Prime one kind of has a big face, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of horsey.
Yeah.
Hey, Rodimus, why the long face?
Rodimus walks into a bar.
Oh, and
you can lead Rodimus to water, but you can't make him drink.
No. And
basically calling him ugly.
So we've got him coming out January 2011, which is just in time to be late for 2010.
Yeah. Good job, Kara.
It's going to be like just over $200 when you convert it.
Yeah,
it's
18,800 yen.
With
Good
tax.
Lord.
It's hey toy companies. Recession.
Yeah, it's not just here, you know, it's a global recession.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
yeah,
Rob,
Japan's been in a recession for longer than us.
There's
yeah.
a thing though,
Japan has been in it's recession like for the past like 15 years.
Yeah, $200.
Rob, you're depending on Japan to be connected to reality. That's never been true.
What are you talking about?
They're just
marrying your anime pillow is totally reality.
Wow. Yeah.
And remember, if somebody gives you a masterpiece,
hey,
Rodimus
you're just
Prime,
keeping it real.
If you get a masterpiece, Rodimus as a gift, don't look it in the mouth.
Oh. No. See what you did there. Yeah.
So that's an insane price, and
many people will pay it.
Well, yeah.
I'm glad I don't really care that much about Rodimus Prime.
Like, even doing the math, it's like when the Japanese version of the, like, God Ginray came out, it wasn't even that much.
But you have to adjust for inflation.
But still, I mean, even at that, okay, was it 10 years ago?
And someone's mom's going to have to adjust for inflation.
And
that's not even strictly a your mom joke either. That could also be a very sad fanboy joke.
Okay, so, but you know what? Through all this, we all have to admit it's like an awesome toy.
It is kind of cool looking. Yeah.
And just the concept of cramming two characters into one mold is crazy.
Next year, when the Hasbro Target Master Hot Rod comes out with no trailer for $80, which also has the bonus feature of turning into Rodimus Prime, everybody's going to be all over that.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll all wait for Walmart.
Let's see. So other Takara releases is Elite Guard Voyager Optimus.
Awful pretty.
Woo!
Probably it is kind of nice looking. Too bad you can't actually get one.
Yeah, of course you can on eBay for $300 each.
No kidding.
No, you have to get it off of Yahoo Japan and then use one of those middleman services, so it costs you like four times the original price.
Does it come with a mail order?
Do I have to drop ship everything? Can't I just UPS it?
No. FedEx is not global.
FedEx.
Let's see. This is in no particular order, obviously, but Steve Blum, right? That's just how you say that.
Blum.
Is it Blum?
Blum.
Blum. Blum.
That guy who's been every other anime voice ever. How about that?
Yeah.
He's not the other guy. He's the other guy.
So the other guy.
Yeah.
He was Spike Spiegel.
Like three of them.
The guy that doesn't know what the left hand but is of the right hand doing. Something like that.
What?
I'm gonna
yeah him.
Okay.
Completely random. Sorry.
He was at a panel of some sorts and teased the voice for Starscream.
It was at SAC Anime, which is Sacramento Anime Convention.
SAC Anime.
That's
an unfortunate
one. The left hand not doing what the right hand's doing at SAC.
Only at Anime SAC.
You just made it sound better. That's all.
There'll be a link for the YouTube if you haven't seen it.
By the way, after the show, go to Steve Blum's wiki page, and you'll see a delightful picture.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Very happy man.
Okay.
Is it that picture that Rob put in the show notes a few minutes ago?
Yeah, that one.
Also, doesn't look like Spike Spiegel. Sorry, people.
So,
Does it look like Roger Smith?
It's definitely a different Starscream voice. It's not.
It sounds good.
Yeah, I like it. It's not. It's sort of like. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's semi movie. I would say, but it's not. But it's if you imagine that on like a spectrum, of which I don't know what the other side would be, but moving it away from like the G1 sounding Starscream towards a more natural, maybe.
I have a little bit of a theory.
So the guy doesn't have to say five words and then turn off his microphone and go, oh, God, that hurts.
Yeah.
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 I have a theory that he'll do a high-pitched voice when the mood calls for, like, he screams, like, Megatron's going to tell him, like, you're betraying me.
No, I'm not!
You know, like,
slip into the dark scream voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Movie Masterpiece. Bumpy is going to be out December, and that is going to be 13,000 yen.
Okay, guys.
And that converts to what?
too much. Way the hell too much.
13,000 is about $130,
$150? Yeah, around $150.
Okay, guys. Let's all go to Walmart and buy up the leader Starscreams and Bumblebees, you guys, and someone get some black shoe boxes. We just need some money on eBay.
I'm gonna buy some of that plastic wrap, and then cut a hole in the front, make a window.
It ain't hard. We can do this, guys. We can do this.
It looked totally legit.
Yeah.
What am I thinking? Let's just buy the leader toys and sell them directly to Japan.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
A sticker on the front.
What's America? It's got tattoos.
From America.
We'll make millions.
I mean, Battle Ops Bumblebee doesn't even cost that much, right? Like what? What is he, like $40, $50?
Yeah.
I
mean, uh-huh.
It's leader price.
Yeah.
So then they paint like, oh, here's an extra little like hump in his arm that shows more detail in mechanical wise, and $100.
You know, the thing is like, it was almost like the concept was, let's take a character that's sort of popular and try to sell that. And I get that. But now they've gone so far that I hate this character. Like, I almost want Bumblebee to die. Just make another Bumblebee toy. There are way, way too many. Way too many. Here and there. I mean, it's been
overdone, so, yeah.
That's absolutely ridiculous. Way too many. But whatever. Die. You should die in this.
$118.
Crazy. Okay, so well, Transformers 3.
Movie? Still coming out.
Yep, they're still doing it.
Still going to happen.
Antagonist of the film, a large construct with two turbines in the
room. Roseanne Barr.
There's this like turb. There's like a jet tank thing that was
Blitzwing.
It's possible, but apparently he's the main antagonist of the film, according to this one guy.
Oh,
and
it's gonna be shocking.
So yeah, that's what some people were saying.
Well, if the leader's always turned to something indeterminate.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a ball of metal.
Rocket turd.
It rolls you to death.
Well, in that case, Scrounge needs to be the villain of the next movie.
God.
Don't you know this is a trilogy? It's over.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, right.
I hope so.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
And then Bay gets another $500 million to make.
That's what Saw said.
Ready for a reboot, Bay's guys? Walk outside.
Four.
Reboot with Michael Bay, Shia LaBeouf, and Rosie Huntington-Whiteley.
I'm confused about you doing it without me.
I'm confused by this next piece, which is that Transformers 3 has more 3D than any movie before.
So there's 3.5D.
So, I mean, yeah. My thing is, it's either 3D or it's not 3D.
Surprise, 3.5D.
Well, but okay, looking at
figure that out, scientists.
Looking at bag of hangers, as Rob would say, who's gonna know the difference if she's in 3D or 2D?
No kidding.
Is she there?
When she turns sideways, she's there. She's not there. She turns forward, she's there.
Hey, she was in the second Transformers movie. She was that
flat thing.
Flat thing with
Feed
man.
So maybe it's more 3D than ever before. So it becomes a 4D theater, which whenever some really weird things run underneath your seat, they hit you in the ankles.
What? Whoa. So basically it's a Disney show.
Yeah. Yes. Have you guys ever been to those 4D shows?
Oh, I've heard about them, but no.
No, okay, I know what it's going to be. In this movie, when the robot pees on somebody, the audience gets splashed.
Oh, God.
That's just wrong. Oh. That's very, 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 very wrong.
Yeah. I'm also hoping for no one being urinated on in this film, but you know.
What are you talking about? That was the highlight.
Everyone's putting too much faith into this. The Michael Bay saying
that's the most
3D.
Quoted thing in our family here.
Well, it's like most 3D ever. It's like, hey, Michael Bay, how many fingers am I holding up? Dude, Pink Floyd, man. Wow. Blow that thing up. And there you go.
So anyway, it's more 3D, whatever that means.
Walk around with flip cam. Everything is in front of me. Whoa.
The whole movie is just this camera strapped to the person's hip, and it's facing them, so it looks all like they're on crack.
Now I know
it's a Transformers movie; it's already going to look like it's on crack.
I know that there's
high quality crack, though.
Yeah.
I know that there's no reason to bring up this next news item because I'm sure we all rushed out to our local audio store to purchase "Dream the Dream" by none other than Stan Bush. That came out yesterday. So yeah. Anyway,
did you guys get messaged on Twitter about it?
I did not.
Yes, I did.
It's like he's like, I can address you all individually.
I didn't.
All five of you.
I don't know that. I guess I'm not following Stan Bush, unfortunately.
He will thank you the minute you do it.
I know.
I followed Stan Bush the first day he got on Twitter, and he still hasn't followed me back.
Wow. Maybe you need to, like,
I mean, we'll follow you back. He doesn't understand how the Twitter works, mind you.
Oh.
But he will the minute you start following him. I mean, you're like, click follow. Hey, I got a message. Hey, thanks for following me.
But he doesn't follow you back. What's up?
Sometimes it takes me a day or two to realize someone's following me because they have to request. Because, you know, I'm at work or something and I might forget. Not Stan Bush.
Wow.
That's how awesome he is. He's going to personally thank you for following him on Twitter.
Okay. I guess I jumped on a little too early to get on that boat.
And to sum up the news, we're going to bring you things that we always question that we talk about, which is bunches of custom stuff.
Yes.
Plenty of fan products.
Plenty of fan-made products. First off, being a enormous-ish axe for War for Cybertron Prime, which sort of looks like the one in the game-ish.
Kind of, maybe.
Except for it's not dual-edged.
Right.
Or glowing.
The one side's just a hatchet.
Yes. It's more like a hatchet sort of.
Yeah, not really feeling that one.
Thing. Nope.
The one that I think is really cool is the new thing that Fans Project announced to go along with the Protector armor, which is the little what they're calling sidearm.
Wow, what a great transition, XP.
What?
What a great transition. I think you win the prize for the night.
Yeah, that's good.
What is the prize?
Bumblebee.
Not having to be on the next show.
Yeah, Masterpiece Bumblebee.
We got. Like, this is a real job. You get paid time off.
Right. You whatever you're getting paid to do this show, double it.
For this show. One and a half sodas.
So nothing. Okay, good. Yeah, it's a Target Master thing. Sort of. Kinda.
Hot diggity.
Sort of.
At least it's only like 10 bucks.
It's $10.
Yeah. For $10, it's probably worth that.
For $10, I'm buying one.
But then you have to buy the protector, I think.
Do you have to? No.
This has a peg the right size for just the classic Hot Rod's hand. So you can make yourself a Target Master Hot Rod if you want to. You don't have to use it with the protector armor.
Which is what I would use it with.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I just wait for Masterpiece Rodimus without the trailer with a Target Master?
Because this only costs $10 instead of $80.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
But that's real. I want it.
My Hot Rod. That's a good point. I think I'm sold. I'm going to probably end up not buying that because I can't afford it. But anyway.
the end.
Yeah,
well, I haven't even bought Masterpiece Grimlock yet, and that's a character I care about slightly more than Hot Rod. So.
Yeah. And then there's a sort of odd contest going on. Peripherally, you may have been aware of the Night Morpher, which is the Optimus from the Hearts of Steel comic series that was from eons ago that didn't make any sense, I don't think.
And nobody cared.
Awesome. Yeah.
And then Pat Lee ran away with all the money.
Yes.
That's just pretty Pat Lee.
From an explosion. But anyway.
Hey, talk.
The monkey set the pile of money on fire. Get your history right, everybody.
It has one to take over. Mark Twain killed Ravage.
Surprisingly enough, that's how Hearts of Steel ended.
Yeah.
Mark Twain, I thought you were dead. Die, Ravage. The end.
I flicked a cigarette to gunpowder.
So they made this train Optimus thing, and now they're going to make a course because, you know, they got confused and thought that they were Takara. A black version. And we get to name it as fans-ish, I guess.
Hooray.
Yeah. It's sort of an odd thing.
Just
call it Nemesis Prime, and then we can be done.
No, he's Convoy Diamond Black.
Guys, RSC listeners, let's start a campaign. This will be Project Awesome.
Oh, yes.
That'd be awesome.
Finally, and then I'll shut up and make a new name up for everything I want to do.
That would be sweet. Yes. Please do that, everybody.
That would be awesome.
Tweet that out. That's all. Here, that's all that we need to do is totally sabotage these poor people's contest. that's what RFC needs for notoriety.
I'll type it in the chat. No one needs to notice.
Ryan is facepalming right now.
I know. I can almost hear it from here.
Can't you? If you listen very close, you can hear Brian's head hitting his hand.
There it was.
Like, I haven't taught these guys anything except how to troll people.
Brian's the one who sent the idea. You should ask fans, guys.
Oh. Well, that's it.
You got to lead by example, right?
That's right.
Mercifully, we have made it through the news.
really?
So,
how did we do that?
XV, huh?
I said, how did we manage to do that?
I don't know.
Surprisingly, we haven't gone through all the mom jokes. That's
no. Thankfully, oh, we've pushed all of those landmines.
Well, you know, we usually save the your mom jokes for superhero time anyway. Because otherwise, my show would only be 15 minutes long.
Instead of 45, is that what?
It usually runs over an hour and a half.
Okay, well, there you go. XV, save us. What happened in history today?
Well, on September 15th, 1962, Scott McNeil was born. And
wow.
Legend has it, he cried in 6 different voices.
Wow. I was destined for greatness.
Pretty good line.
I still can't get Mustang Sally out of my head.
You saw the video, didn't you? Huh?
Heck yeah, we were there, buddy.
Scott McNeil was born, and many years later, BotCon would be just that much more awesome for it.
Sure would. Actually, I'm pretty sure voice actors like seek out karaoke bars. It's like, like a fly to a lamp. They just kind of end up there.
It's like, it's just imagine BotCon without Scott McNeil.
I can't. I won't.
Yeah. It would not be a BotCon. It would just be Bot.
There's been years he hasn't been there that people had his phone number, had called and did a conference call with people like in the lobby or something.
Wow.
I'm serious. Awesome. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He's got a certain sector of fans who he like friended personally because they're like such fans of his. And one of them literally just broke out his cell phone. It's like, you know, this isn't right. And he called him. And I guess Scott McNeil is like, hey, I didn't have anything to do for 5 minutes. Sure, let's talk.
You know, Heath from Cold Hard Slag, he had, I think, Scott's number for a while. Actually, funny story, and I think we may have mentioned this before, but forever ago, CHS was supposed to interview Scott, and he kept, like, getting busy. And he would – but the thing was is every time he ran into him at a convention, Scott would remember. He's like, oh, yeah, you're Heath. Yeah, I'm supposed to do an interview. And then he would vanish. So, like, CHS never got that interview with him, I don't think. But anyway, he was really cool. He at least remembered Heath, like, every time. Awesome.
I'm surprised he can with all the cons he goes to.
I mean, to be honest, like, he is definitely a big part of, like, that connection between us as fans and then the people that, you know, make the shows and voices and everything because – yeah, I mean, it's almost like that's another job, but you can obviously tell he enjoys it. So, awesome.
Well,
okay.
Also on September 15th in 2008, this is a little bit more of a fandom thing, but we're all big fans of the TF Wiki, and on September 15th, 2008, they moved out of Wikia and onto their own hosting.
Woohoo!
Woo!
Yeah. Wow!
Very good. Hey, speaking of the Wiki.
Yeah, how about that?
It's that time. It's time for the Wiki Spotlight. So let's go to that now. Okay. We'll go to the Wiki Spotlight. We get a break. Yay. And it's time once again for the TF Wiki Spotlight, brought to us by none other than the amazing Chris McFeely. Chris, what do you got for us this week?
Okay, this week's is a weird one, and that's why I picked it. It's a new article that just went up this week, courtesy of Derek Smith. He is the Wiki's code guru, I guess you might describe him as. He hasn't done any major article contributions for a while, but Derek is a bit of a torture genius. He's a great man for plucking out the obscure and picking up on the easily overlooked and drawing connections that may not be obvious and indeed may not be intended at all. But there's always, you know, he can always draw the interesting tidbits. And he and I have had discussions about things on the wiki where we've come to surprising conclusions and connections between things. And this article that he did this week really fascinated me. Now, I should stress that I'm highlighting this article even though it's not actually finished yet, but I'm highlighting it simply because it's new and so bizarre. That article is the Tree of Life, which is a transformer, to quote from the first line of the article, theophilosophical concept, which comes from the Beast Machine's prose story, Singularity a Bliss. It's based, that particular story was based on the Beast Machine's episode, Spark of Darkness, which you might remember is the one where Megatron's disembodied spark is bouncing from body to body. And the story is told from Megatron's perspective as we see him flickering on the edge of life and death. As he jumps from physical form to physical form, his consciousness keeps slipping away, feeling the pull of joining the Allspark, as he's guided by Rhinox through the numerous layers of on the way to the afterlife in a sort of divine comedy parallel. But Derek, in his inimitable analytical style, realized that all of the different layers are... I couldn't even call them analogs because they take the names directly of the 10 Sephirot from the Jewish Kabbalah. And he did up diagrams, and he annotated each of the different layers and how the whole model works. And fascinatingly, found some really undeniable parallels from Generation 1 episodes. And it's pretty goddamn mind-blowing stuff that people should just... take some time to look over. As I say, the article isn't quite finished yet, but it should be written up in fairly short order. And it's something that's only been mentioned once in this one story, which was part of the Transformers Legends collections, which is of debatable canonicity. But it's bizarre and deeply intriguing. So that's this week's article, the Tree of Life.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages. FigureReviews.com, covering all your toy review needs. The best in photography, with detailed reviews and high-quality video. FigureReviews.com has over 200 reviews, nearly 4,000 photos, and now features the bite-sized podcast and a growing library of video reviews. Quality matters. FigureReviews.com. Superhero time. Power Rangers, Masked Rider, Super Sentai, and lots of burning justice. Check out Superhero Time at tfradio.net. Superhero time. Here we go.
As Supreme Military Commander, King of Kings, and President for Life of the Socialist Democratic Federated Republic of Carbonia, I order you Decepticons out of my country by sunset tomorrow!
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
Alright, well thanks Chris and JD. That was great.
Well, that sounded a little schizophrenic, JD.
I know. The second week in a row I've done that.
Think highly of yourself.
Feels good. I have to remember to thank myself every once in a while. So I think it's time for a review. What do we got?
And how? Do we have
comic review?
Sure, I'm ready.
Go for it. What do you got?
Okay, well, I wasn't here last week, so I have to catch up a little bit. Last week we had Drift, the miniseries number 1, and this week we got ongoing issue number 11. Yeah. And I have to say, the Drift one, I would definitely go out and get it. It was actually pretty good. I was like, wow, this is great.
What?
And,
So wait, are you saying that Rob got banned for nothing?
Banned? Who got banned?
Shh, it wasn't me.
Who got banned?
Your mom.
Okay, well, I hope it wasn't because you guys were reading.
No, it's okay.
Okay, well, yeah. Drift was actually, in my opinion, I thought that it was pretty good. I thought they did pretty good. I mean, I definitely, it's the first one. There's not much that they can botch up, you know? And well, I guess there's a lot that they could botch up, but for the most part,
I don't know. I've read some issue ones of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I thought it was pretty good. I was on board with it. I was like, all right, I can believe this and I can get behind this. I mean, nothing says that it won't get worse, but at the same time, nothing says it won't get better either. So it's like, okay, this is a good starting point. I can go with it. And I thought it was pretty good. Art was great. Everything seemed to me to work right. And so I'm generally pretty positive about it. I'd say go pick it up. If you're really worried that it might flop, then maybe I guess you could wait till next issue, or, you know, I don't know. I just know that if I was going to spend $4, I spent the $4 and actually got it. So
$4.
Why yeah. is it $4?
Well, it's $3.99. So $4.
Hey, those swords aren't cheap, buddy.
Yeah.
IDW has always been $4.
Is everything to do $4?
Yes, everything's always been $4.
I knew there was a reason I wasn't buying it.
Oh, are you kidding?
Marvel and DC have crept up there too, but
well, it some titles are $4, some are $3, some are $4. Like I think today, like two of the issues I bought were $3, and one was $4.
I can tell you how long it's been since I bought a comic book. They were $2 still.
Yeah, when I first started buying comics, they were like 50 cents to a dollar.
Yeah, I started buying comics.
Shut up!
When I used to buy gas way back in the day.
You know. When I used to buy bread, it was free.
When I used to buy them.
We would grow it. Okay, anyway, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm sorry.
Anyhow, that was drift, though. I mean, I did. I bought the $4 worth, and I did it, you know, I went into my, you know, I called up my comic supplier and I said, I would like to put this on subscription just based off of what I saw on the cover. So it was the art that swayed me. I know I'm bad. That's, the art.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah. Anyhow. So that's what I did. And yeah, ongoing. We just got it like Monday night. And I've been reviewing it to death. But yes, it's the balance is not there. There's some really good moments that are really great. But yeah, go read my review.
Ongoing as usual. So
it's ongoing. Yeah, the best part out of it. Yeah.
Are there Transformers in this issue?
There are Transformers in this issue. And there's, I think, only one little moment where they were talking to humans, and that was actually pretty good because Braun was in it, and he like he was talking down to a human, and you know, it was like, "Oh, dude, just squish him."
Yeah.
But he didn't. He didn't. That's why I had to mark it down a little bit and say, "No, you didn't." You know, no. Yeah. The best part, I think, was the whole. There was a nice little picture in there of Thundercracker doing his best impression of Ben Affleck.
What?
Gotta go read my review, really. Go read the review. He'll see it.
Well, apparently so.
That's not fair. Okay.
Yeah. See, I'm pimping my reviews here.
Yeah. Stop it.
What are you getting paid by the page?
It's on there.
Oh. okay, well, that's fine. We'll do that. awesome.
That's great.
That's a different conversation.
I should just actually start preparing something, like, you know, for once. I should actually start preparing something for this podcast. Like a little.
What,
like,
we don't?
2 minutes.
Don't show us
don't
up.
Do that.
I never do because I always forget. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to get on that and talk about that today. Bo.
That's okay. Well, cool. We'll check that out. So,
yeah.
Right. And then anything else?
Okay, so here's the important question, though. Which did you like better, Drift or Ongoing?
Well, that's the thing. Which did I actually vote with my wallet for? I don't think I've ever bought any issues of Ongoing.
Ouch. take that, Mike Costa.
It's getting better. Let's just say I'm starting to kind of believe that maybe this is all growing pains. It seems like to me that he's been listening to some of the things that have been said. Because this one had a lot of fan nods in it, it seemed like to me. But we still need, like, to have the rest of what makes it really cool, too. And so you know, you can't just win us over by giving us all the fan nods and nothing that actually has substance underneath too. So, I like Costa, but yeah, he's just, I really think I am starting to kind of believe that maybe this is just growing pains. He will get better as he goes on. I just don't know if the listening audience is going to continue to buy it. I bought Drift and I liked Drift and I can't wait to get another episode of Drift. But I've been reviewing ongoing since issue 7. I've been actually reading it since issue 5 or 4. And it's not what I look forward to. I don't like ripping on. I'm a nice person. I like to give good constructive things. So, yeah, I think he'll get it eventually. But
okay, cool, yeah. Awesome.
We're gonna move on though.
Awesome. Okay, so at this point in the show, we would have a topic.
And we don't have a topic.
And we don't-ish have a topic. So we're gonna open up the chat room, and bring it on. Open chat room RFC. We're leveraging the live content here. So if you
ask us questions, we'll probably tell you lies.
Yes.
It's your chance to take over.
Yes. So bring it on. You have a question. Oh
Allspark Armagnac 2, great TF book or greatest TF book?
Oh. from the completely unbiased Jim Sorensen.
Thing is, he might have a point here, guys.
Well, I'm sure he's got a point here.
Okay, we'll say greatest and move on. Okay.
It's like, hey, the ultimate guide. Osprey Common, I'm still
you
reading it.
Wanted Masterpiece Transformers War for Cybertron toy? Ooh.
It'll just be
Optimus Prime, Cybertronian Optimus Prime repainted with an extra smokestack, and it'll be $150.
That could happen.
Okay, now is that two separate questions, or is it Most Wanted Masterpiece War for Cybertron toy?
Okay, that's a good question. Which is the most wanted Masterpiece, and then which is the Most Wanted War for Cybertron toy?
My Most Wanted War for Cybertron toy would probably be Breakdown.
That's yeah.
I like the Aerial Butts period, those designs.
For a Masterpiece toy, I would have to say Galvatron.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That would be...
He deserves something. Man. We need something for that Megatron we suffered through.
Yeah.
Throw his bone here.
Yes.
Potatoes or chicken nuggets?
Really trying to think outside the box what would be a good
mashed potatoes and chicken nuggets.
Here, you'd think they could do something with maybe like the triple changers, like an Astro Train.
Oh, for the Masterpiece?
Yeah, for the Masterpiece.
Like a really killer Blitzwing?
Yes, like a dominating Blitzwing. Like that would be...
Yeah.
With arms that look useful.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I'm surprised Takara did not take the animated rollout Command Optimus and sell that as a Masterpiece toy.
That's true. Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
But they are selling it for almost $100.
I remember back in the day when it was so simple and you just bought everything off of eBay and it was all like $5 for lots of stuff because nobody cared about Transformers, and now like everything is hundreds of dollars.
A bucket of Constructicons and broken Firecons.
I put my first Devastator set together for like $20 probably.
My entire G1 Dinobots is from those lots of like war veterans, and like screw put them together and make one complete one.
You know, speaking
like $20 down, I've got them all.
Speaking of Devastator, we haven't mentioned Big Lots on this particular episode yet. at Big Lots the other day, and they have double packed Scramble City knockoffs. Have you seen this?
Double, like the limbs double pack.
You mean like two sets in one box?
Yes,
yeah, those limb packs have been around for years.
I haven't seen that out here, but it was kind of crazy. And then they had Yeah, they had a couple of sets like that. But yeah, it was like all this weird sets of two packs of those. I don't know. Anyway,
man,
yeah.
If that was legit, that would be like a $100 gift set.
Yeah.
He had like Bruticus and like the Aerial Bots and
well, no. This was like just two of the limbs. So it was like
Not 10 toys.
Not 10 toys. No.
Okay, Jim Sorrenton's being mean to us and asking best J-pop Transformers opening or closing.
I got that one.
Trick question.
Go boy, convoy.
Go boy, convoy. Bono Battle Live. Fire, convoy. Akai Senko. Fire first.
I only know K-pop openings.
Okay. Rob's got a good point there, but for a serious answer, I will go with the first opening theme to Micron Legend.
The slightly metalish one, where it's like transform.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's like that for like the first five seconds, and then it's,
and Rob will beat you up.
Then it turns into a typical Psychic Lover song. So.
Transform! You're just badass. Transformer, you ruined it.
We probably have to give special mention, too, to the theme for the dub of Beast Wars, War, Stop It.
That was a great one.
Which I like just for the title.
What was the...
My personal favorite was Beast Machines. I liked the opening to that one.
What was...
I forget who made that song.
Well, the American one was Fat Planet, but...
Yeah, that's what...
Yeah. What didn't... It's either Beast Wars 2nd or Beast Wars Neo that had, like... And it's not just a really weird song. I'm kind of getting them confused. Never mind, screw it.
Toy would always
to you, buddy. Toy you sound like wanted to be chime in.
Yeah. Toy we always wanted to be created. You mean for like for something that wasn't made? I mean, I'm assuming you're saying like a show character or something that didn't get a toy. Get a response here. I'm assuming that's what we're talking about. Like Botanica. Yeah.
Fortress Maximus. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Classics Cup.
That didn't kill children when you dropped it on.
Animated Omega Supreme.
Yeah, yes. Okay. I'm with John on that one.
Yes. Yeah, that's got to be it, hands down. Yeah. Animated Omega Supreme. Oh, man.
What about not show, but comic? Accurate GIXs?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my masterpiece.
Yeah.
That would be an excellent. I don't know. That could be kind of blocky, though. That would be a lot of plastic.
Well, okay. Look at what they did with Straxus making Dark Mount. They could totally manage it now.
You know, but I don't see that figure being bigger than a deluxe. I mean, I think if you get much bigger than that, it's just going to be a hunk of plastic.
I used to swear the G2 Dreadwind toy would be perfect, just a head remold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Walkie actually did that.
That's right, he did. I forgot about Rhinox. That.
Yeah, that would work in a pinch.
Of course, it didn't actually. It couldn't transform because the head was too big. Oops.
I think I wanted a Botanica figure.
I don't even know how that would work.
Mm.
I mean, it would work the same way all the other Beast Machines figures work by having no relation to the show model.
Go out in your yard and. There you go. You got a Botanica. Congratulations.
Go out in your yard, dig up a plant. When it turns brown, it's in robot mode.
Yes. Congratulations. You transformed Botanica.
Great. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Okay. Barricade64 asks who would be paired up with Human Alliance Chuck Norris.
Oh,
Rob. I could hold him in my hand. going back to the theme song question, I did remember I used to keep a CD of all the themes in my car because every once in a while, hey, I'm a giant dork Transformers podcast. I want to listen to the theme songs. And whenever I got to the Master Force theme song, it was either the theme song or the outgo music. There was a part where I swore he said Pocahontas Battle Gear. And I'd get this mental picture in my mind of Pocahontas from the cartoon, like, powering up anime style, and, like, little raccoons separating and forming shoulder pads, and, like, all the little critters, and, like, the bulldog that John Smith had becoming a helmet.
Wow. Well, awesome. Rob, I think you've just given us the basis for a new anime.
Yeah, there you go.
That's our Rob.
I think I actually just described an anime that probably already exists. We just probably.
Don't know. Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Let me get one more solid question from the chat room here, and then we will.
Jim at DevCon suggested Drift with Chuck Norris.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That'd be
wow.
Kind of...
wow. I sort of see like a crossover ninja maybe thing. Yeah, that could.
Chuck Norris would need to have his Walker Texas Ranger gun, though.
No, yeah. You know what? A Humans Alliance Drift would have to be paired with Chris Rock.
Whoa.
Oh, that's deep, whoa. Sir.
That's deep.
Well, I think it's
Chris Rock over there.
Chris Rock and what?
Be with Scorch.
Scorch.
Oh, yeah. Be a big pickup truck.
Scorch is more like an Arnold Schwarzenegger like enemy in like a film, you know, where like Scorch like kidnaps his daughter and then like
and those actors always ended up in the B grade Chuck Norris movies. Well,
and they always have to run to the chopper for some reason.
Run to the chopper.
Get to the
inexplicable lady from the air. Oh God, Commando is such a great movie. Anyway, one more. Bring it on. One more. God, Commando was like we had it on VHS when I was growing up, and we didn't have any movie channels. So it was like weekends where I would just watch Commando over and over again because I had nothing else to watch.
You know, going back to the masterpiece question, just because I want to see Takara pull out the cojones to do it, I want them to release a masterpiece G2 Sure Shot.
Sure.
And I know they have. It'd be like, G2 Sure Shot. Oh, hey.
Masterpiece.
Masterpiece.
Oh. Okay, well, let's call that good then. Thanks.
Oh, I was going to say, I got an idea.
Okay. Sure.
Say, what is the show that when you're incredibly bored, have nothing else to do, and you're like, what is the Transformers show that you say, okay, I'm going to pull this out and watch it because I'm incredibly bored and I feel like watching it?
Movie.
Go. The movie, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty much my go-to.
Well, just the other day I was bored, and I grabbed season one of G1
mm-hmm.
and watched Transport to Oblivion.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
There you go.
Cool.
Okay, Barricade64 has our last question.
Oh, okay, here we go.
What if Drift was part of the original 1984 cast?
Everybody would be dead.
Yeah.
He'd be way better.
Yeah. It would probably be cooler.
He'd be, he would just blow everybody away.
I'm pretty sure Cliff Jumper wouldn't tell him every time he did something how awesome he was.
No, if Drift was part of the original 1984 cast, he wouldn't be called Drift anymore.
No.
No, right, because drifting didn't exist back then.
Correct.
No, they would have lost a trademark right for Drift in the last 25 years.
Smokey.
Oh, hey.
Well, if you think about it, think about this, though. Maybe he wouldn't have been Drift. He would have been Deadlock. He would have been a Decepticon.
Spin it. Nice.
Actually, I just read like the first 5 pages of Drift number 1, and I will agree with that.
He would have been on the bad guys team. Sorry.
Deadlock doesn't sound like a Badinsky name.
Yeah, I agree with Jim. I don't think Deadlock sounds like a Badinsky name.
He'd pretty much be Bat Robo.
He'd be Camshaft.
He'd be Bad Robot.
Bad Robot number 10.
God.
Yeah, he'd be like, you know, Ninjatron or something.
Spin out, rush.
Spin cycle.
Well, that's kind of like trying to reverse engineer a Bob Badinsky name. That's an interesting challenge.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Cool hand sword. Alternate.
All right. And on that note,
I think it's time for Twitter theater.
We
filled just a little bit more time there.
That was great. No, that was really good. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate that. Rob. What did we have for Twitter Theater this week?
We had hell, and it came to Frogtown. Oh, sorry. We had a commercial for the Powertrons, which, if any of you guys remember when they came out, they were little pullback cars that when they'd run into something, they would, well, not necessarily run into, when they reached the end of their run cycle, they'd pop up in their robot mode, which you had to wonder, was this guy do a Transformers? Well, other than it's a transforming robot, and back then, you were like, why do I keep getting all these crappy store brand robots? Because it transforms. But they actually were official Transformers products in Brazil under the, I think they were in the Malingas side. There was Bat Robo Car and Bat Robo Truck. So, yeah. But
I'm thoroughly convinced that they resurrected this idea and made activators.
It is
sort of.
It would be cool if activators had the pullback motors and auto transformed at the end of the.
Or maybe Speed Stars or whatever that new thing is.
It would work in that line, definitely.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you, because after watching the little video that you put on the link, was this like put out around December? Because it felt like it was like a kind of like a Halloween kind of feel to it. Don't ask
it's
me why.
It's got a spooky feel to it, but
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. I just thought, this is perfect for like the fact that we're getting ready to, you know, move into the Halloween time of the year. I mean, you know, that's what I watched it and went, that kind of reminds me of Halloween for some reason.
Only the hardcore Halloween fans are like thinking Halloween in like September.
I actually couldn't get over the conversion, which made that horrendous high pitched whine throughout the whole video.
I think what was
I'm not very hardcore Halloween. I just have kids and I have to think ahead.
Right.
See, what are we going to wear this year? So yeah, that's what I've been thinking.
I know,
I've been thinking of it since January.
Every year I think about what I want to do and then I end up not doing anything. Mainly because like the ideas that I have for costumes are better for people who are not enormous. So, you know, like, even though I think it would be really awesome to do like a Secret Six Catman costume, it probably is not going to look good on like a 500-pound dude.
JD, so, you need to dress as a Power Ranger for Halloween.
That, yes.
Totally.
There you go.
What is that? No what question. Was that that big bad one from the Power Rangers, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers? He was like one of the goons. It was
the balloon.
There's a skin.
Squat.
Hey. That's not offensive at all.
None whatsoever. Okay. Well,
I didn't
mean
it that way.
No, for him, like the show writers.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Big fat guy. Call him Squat.
Yeah. There you go. Tons of fun. Okay. So there you go. Radio Free Soccer. We still have a contest going on. I think we do.
Yeah, through the end of the month.
Yeah, really? Bottomless Miner contest.
Yes.
Like if you don't want the contest,
you've still got 2 weeks to enter our contest.
Yes, and so you do that by friending us on YouTube, I believe. So,
or subscribing, whatever the function is called on YouTube, do that and you're entered.
Can we get like a universal term for tagging yourself to a third party?
No.
Be great, wouldn't it? And so instead of having like friend, follow, like.
Associate.
It's just like, yes, we just have one. Just
associate.
Really,
you got stalk. A point there.
Stalk.
Stalk. Yes.
Stalk. Yeah.
That too. Look,
add. Isn't it always add me?
Yeah, add. That was like back in the day. I think there was some. So, so go to the YouTube channel, which I want to say is
TF Radio Network.
Network. Yes, thank you.
You can also, for the time being, go to tfvideo.net and be delivered there.
Hey, so there you go.
Hey, fancy.
Any other contests going on that we want to mention real quick? T-Formers, anything?
Weebum?
Nothing going on, actually.
Nope. Okay.
Got anything to give away?
Nothing to give away at this point.
I wish I did.
No.
I have a battery to give away.
Some of the might hang around and we can
is your Galaxy Force Convoy out of AA batteries? I can help.
Nice.
Need her to the rescue.
Everything ended on Monday.
Oh.
But next beginning this Friday, you will be able to vote for the best quotes contest. So some lucky winner can get a mint and sealed card.
Bumblebee signed by Aaron Archer and a poster signed by the High Moon Studios team.
Wow.
Nice.
Yes.
Right. Awesome. Okay. Well, there you go. That's the show. Again, the website is tfradio.net. This, of course, is the flagship show, but we do have several other shows that are part of the TF Radio Network. That's going to include, we've got comic book shows, we've got superhero time for Sentai, which has nothing to do with tentacles.
Except when we make jokes about them.
I know.
Because it is largely Japanese-focused.
Yes. There's other stuff. There's like MMA is occasionally done over there. Someday Brian and XP are going to do a throwback. I believe it.
I want Rob to do a throwback sometime.
There you go.
Let's see.
A throwback of what?
Are you kidding? Rob's throwing back right now.
Rob, do a throwback
with Mountain Dew throwback.
Looks like it. Either that or he's drinking his own urine.
Yeah, which is possible.
Oh my god,
that green.
Maybe it's both.
Wasn't that an after show one night?
All right, so on that note, thanks for listening, and tune in next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts JD Church, John DeLuna, XV, and Rob Springer. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.
Oh, sad, Brian.